from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is 7 o'clock. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean.
Hey, y'all know what day it is?
No one's gonna do it. You know what? Because it's corny.
Yes.
It is corny. I'm a corny person. I actually admit to being corny, unlike some other people around here that have a very high opinion of their lack of corniness.
Don't look at me.
You know what I mean? Just let it flow through
the,
you, Tiff.
You're the second most corniest person in this room.
No, corny, like, I can be lame at times. I'll own that. But corny is something that I think is like innately someone. And so I am not innately corny. I'm not corny at my core. There are times where I have lame moments.
I think you actually might be corny at your core, and that's why you have those lame, corny moments.
No.
Because it's deep-rooted, and you've suppressed it.
Tiff, no. Let me just put the pause button. I'm not going to let this man continue to throw grenades over here from across the table.
Especially you were so corny.
He is so freaking corny.
That's not corny. That's genius. I'm a marketing genius.
You know what,
Tiff?
I've thought about it.
You agree?
You're right. There is a difference between lame and corny. I think you are more corny than Bo, but he is definitely way more lame than you.
You're
1,000%
more
lame than you.
Lame and corny, I'd rather be lame. I pick lame any day over being called corny.
Well, what I've done is not corny. It's called having the testicular fortitude to be genius with my marketing.
What about like your Gucci bag and stuff?
I thought
we were never supposed to talk about that on air.
I don't have a Gucci bag.
Did y'all unearth that?
It's been unearthed. You unearthed it on the air.
It was talked about on Dukes and Bell.
It's a Louis bag. It's not a Gucci.
I'm sorry, a Louis bag with your aviators. Is that lame or corny? Which one does that fit in?
Neither. It's classy.
Because that's not who you are.
You said that's classy?
So. Yeah. What's not classy about that? What is unclassy? Tom Cruise wears aviators in the Top Gun movies.
The fact that you're a 41-year-old man rocking a freaking
I think they're
Louis bag.
I have not, class and style.
Right.
I will. I can't. I am not prepared for this morning. I'm just not.
Oh my god!
Not
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Hump day. Thank you, Day. Thank you.
All right.
We can't continue.
Not my fault. Well, you use a Yeti cooler as a suitcase, and I use a Louis Vuitton 100%. Bag.
There is nothing wrong with. There's a particular type of male that can do that. Those males are usually like cool.
I appreciate what you're doing.
You know, but you're
into the crossbody thing. That's fine. I get
it. Men, I don't have a problem with the dudes rocking a crossbody. No,
I do not wear a crossbody bag. Okay, I have a line that I draw.
The only thing I'm anti is jersey wearing.
You're anti jersey wearing?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I don't do that. So I'm good.
That's a tough one for me as well. I think it depends on the sport whether or not I'd wear a jersey. But
I mean, I don't count the United. Like the United send us the jerseys.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Those are
kids. You're
talking about like a Aaron Donald jersey at a Falcons Steelers game.
Look, we're not going to go on a date, you know? Like, you
better,
cool.
That's it. Tiff said the crossbody thing. She goes, I don't have a problem with crossbody. I was like, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't. Look,
crossbody thing. I'm just saying that I wouldn't be wearing a crossbody.
I just think,
but I'm not saying I wouldn't talk to someone that wears that would that doesn't wear crossbodies.
Yeah. But hold on a second.
So I'm just saying, there, I was trying to explain, like, there are cool people that do cool things that maybe carry a bag, wear aviators. Bo does not fall in that category.
Yeah, I agree. Can,
therefore,
I completely agree.
Can
we separate
reaching
these?
To
can we
be cool.
Real quick?
Uh oh.
And I know we got to get to Bijan Robinson.
There's no way we're getting to Bijan Robinson in a second if Bo starts talking right now.
But let's. There's a difference in deciding that you're going to own a nice travel bag because you travel 6 months out of the year and owning a cross body bag to go to the bar, okay? That one is needed.
It's to hold your passport.
One is needed.
It's to hold your passport.
And one is not. And one is D-bags. Zone and one is not.
Look, I don't have nice.
No,
like,
that's not true either.
I look like trash at the airport every consistently.
You what?
I said I look like trash at the airport.
Look like trash
consistently.
At the airport.
Yeah, I do every... too, but with a Louis on my side. Nothing wrong with that.
Classiest man in the building, Bo Morgan.
Classy.
Bo Morgan, ladies and gentlemen.
I think of class and sophistication. I think of Bo Morgan.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Okay.
Now let's look a chain to that bumper and see who's got stronger truck.
Let's get back to Bijan Robinson. I know you had some thoughts on him and the season that he could have because he had a great season last year, but now he's got Kirk Cousins. He's got a new head coach. He has a new offensive coordinator. You know.
Well, I think the last thing you mentioned is what I'm most intrigued about. And, you know, I didn't see any of this during the preseason, so I'm very, very intrigued as we move towards the regular season and throughout what the different run schemes look like. And we talked about it until we were blue in the face last year. It's a wide zone team. You run wide zone 80% of the time when you run the ball. If the Atlanta Falcons last year, that's the Arthur Smith offense. I mean, they did it on first down more than any team possibly in NFL history when you talk about wide zone, right? But what does that look like this year under Zach Robinson? Dwayne Ledford is still here, the Atlanta Falcons
offensive
line coach, right? So a lot of that has stayed the same. You have put in a little more of a downhill duo style play, which is it's an interior gap scheme, double teams across the board, and everybody moving north and south. The offensive line is trying to get the D lineman to go towards the goalpost, if you will. All right, so that'll be a little bit different for Bijan. I think he actually excels in that role. I think Tyler Allgeier last year, when you really look at it, was better suited for wide zone, understood the principles of wide zone, a la like an Alfred Morris in the Redskins, Terrell Davis for the Broncos. They understand outside zone. I think if Bijan gets going downhill and really finds kind of his comfort level in this duo scheme that the Rams ran a lot last year that they've kind of brought over, I think it's even more electric because I think he's downhill. He's lightning fast. He can get into the second level. He can make a safety miss. And I think we do see more of the explosive runs. Maybe that's the glass half full approach that I'm looking at this offense right now because it's definitely not an exotic run game from what we've seen in the preseason. But I really like that scheme for Bijan as opposed to the wide zone that Arthur Smith employed last year because I think it happens just a lot faster and he's allowed to be a lot more electric in that kind of that style of offense.
Well, how much for it we've heard a lot during training camp about the vibe in the rooms and the meeting rooms and just overall from Raheem Morris has put down the team and that guys are allowed to be themselves. And Bijan had a comment, I think, earlier in training camp, maybe week two of training camp, where he said, you know, it's nice to sit down with a coach and be able to share ideas about how I think I'm used best. And he even said it reminds me of playing under Steve Sarkisian at Texas. How much of that just sets him up to where not that he's being asked to do things he doesn't want to do or whatever like that, but it's that he's comfortable with the things that's being asked of him.
Well, and that's kind of alluding to the same point, right? Because I look at him and I don't know that he ever found the level of comfortability you would have liked to have seen in Arthur Smith offense. And look, Bijan had a great year last year. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's 900 rushing yards, almost 600 receiving yards and all the other stuff. I just think if you're asking him, I think he doesn't prefer it, right? And that's kind of the point.
Well, you mentioned the comfortable part, Bo, and that is significant because in talking with, players, you constantly hear about the word trust is always thrown out there. And when they talk about the trust between them and the coach, it changes the game. And I know you hear it a lot with quarterbacks talking about, oh, I have the trust to be able to make changes in this offense. Like, I've got a lot of freedom in this offense. So when you're able to bring ideas to the table, especially with the talent that Bijan has, and he knows what he's capable of, right? So why not collaborate and have that kind of open door dialogue with your coach because it's going to set you up for success.
Well, and two, I want to make sure that I'm making this well known as well in this conversation. I don't think this was an Arthur Smith problem, this conversation. We've talked a number of times. We expected this from Bijan, expected that from Bijan. He's going to line up at slot receiver and do all these different things. I don't think he was comfortable as a slot wide receiver. All right, but that's what they drafted him as, and that's what Arthur Smith needed. You didn't have a deep wide receiver core. So it was like, Bijan, come in, learn the playbook, play the slot position, or whatever else we asked you to do in the passing game, and it never worked out. And as you saw the year go on, the number of routes he actually ran away from the line of scrimmage started to decline because I don't think that he really understood what his role was in those situations.
But
we didn't see Bijan at all running routes in the preseason this year or in training camp.
But that's what's weird to me. Well, we didn't see Bijan at all in the preseason. Now in training camp, yeah. But that's where the rub is for me, though, is that we saw him use that way at Texas. We saw him doing those things. And I know that it's different and that you have to be a better route runner in the NFL. And that, you know, when you get to the NFL, that's what separates is your growth as a player because – you know, in college, you can just be overly talented, but if you're not doing those other little things, it doesn't separate yourself anymore because everybody's that guy in the NFL. But we've seen him do that. I just don't think any of it was really done to the extent because I can't tell you how many times, and that's one of the reasons why I'm excited about the pass rush in here week one against two guys that run into sacks, is what is the route concepts going to look like from Pittsburgh? Just like, what did they look like last year compared to what they're going to look like this year? So it's way too many two-man max protect routes, and I never understood all of that.
You mean to tell me that the thought of Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller and Roman Wilson getting loose does not terrify you at this point? I know George Pickens is still back there.
Pat Freiermuth scares me more.
I agree with that.
Now, George Pickens, yeah, but Pat Freiermuth scares. You know what? Jalen Warren.
Jesse.
Worries me more as a receiver at the backfield. And we can get to that if you want because – I think that might be the guy on this offense this year that if one of them shows up big, I think it might be Jalen Warren.
No, I agree. I think that Najee Harris, I'll be curious to see what he does inside this offense, and he is kind of a veteran presence, but I was not impressed with Najee Harris last year at all with what the Steelers were trying to do. Jalen Warren was the guy that when they put him in, and he had a great preseason, and we saw a little bit of it down here in the bins last year in preseason, not to mention a guy named T.J. Watt that had a pretty good preseason game as well.
Do you want to talk about him?
Yeah, but when you look at Jalen Warren and what he's able to do, I agree with you. I don't know where he sits as far as his injury goes. I know he got a little bit dinged up 2 weeks ago in the preseason, but he is absolutely terrifying. I mean, he is very much similar to what Bijan is out of the backfield. I don't know that he's as good of a pass catcher with his hands, but when you talk about on the ground and making people miss and getting going in the second level, he's terrifying. Terrifying to think of for Falcons fans right now.
You mentioned T.J. Watt, if you want to touch on that real quickly, because that's terrifying on the other side of the ball for the Steelers with him coming at you.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Tiff? About 3 weeks ago, I was out at training camp practice, and I was standing next to Arch, and I was talking to him, and I said, man, I just saw something that brought a tear to my eye. And what it was Charlie Warner, who is obviously the newly signed tight end that we've brought over from San Francisco. He was a one-by-one split off of the back right hip of the right tackle and chipping on his way out into his pass route. And I'm just telling you right now, offensive lineman, there is nothing better than when you have a guy one-by-one-yard box off your hip and he drops a Ruffles, Tostitos. And you know that man's chipping on his way out. Buddy, that'll get you jacked up.
Well,
you're like, yes, yes.
Chip him. Just don't leave him in a one-on-one scenario. That won't go well.
Give me all the chips.
Let's keep the NFL talk going on this week one. We are going in the huddle. Big news for the 49ers. Stay with us here. We'll be right back on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tolia hits it out to center. Harris sprints back to the wall. He's got it. Never doubt Michael Harris in center field. And it keeps it 2-0.
That was Brandon Godden on the call. Your Braves beat the Rockies 3-0.
Yeah, also Michael Harris, some of the catches he's made in the last few days, just insane. And you don't want to compare and contrast outfielders, but you did have the issue with Jorge Soler last night with the ball getting stuck in the wall, where you just wish he would have just stuck his hands up, said ground rule double, hey man, ball stuck in the wall, and yet it ends up being a triple because he plucks it off the wall and throws it in. But Michael Harris just continues to be elite at the center field position, and you know, plays like that, when you look back on the slight margin of victories that you've had for the Atlanta Braves and that you will have over the next few weeks, just invaluable when you look at everything he brings. Not that Jarrett Kelenic wasn't a very quality center fielder, or Ramon Laureano, or whoever it may be, but Michael Harris is just next level.
He was able to turn it around, right? Because yeah. I know early at the start of the season, you guys had a lot of concern about maybe where he was at.
Mostly offensively, I think, Tiff. Yeah. You know, he was a guy that I think all three of us sat here preseason and expected him to just have an absolute career year. The injury obviously knocked him off of that, but even before that, I don't know if he was knocking the cover off the ball. But again, the defensively, what he brings as a center fielder, it's just insane. He's like, it reminds me of, 20 years ago, Jim Edmonds for the Cardinals, just making every single play that comes his way.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to go out west. You can just say 20 years ago, it reminds you of Andrew Jones making every play, and I think that would suffice. Now the difference was, is Andrew went to a point where he was bombing it out, because until Matt Olson, he held the single season home run record for the Braves. But you're absolutely right, and you're not wrong either about Michael Harris' season until he got hurt. He was making every play in the outfield, but he wasn't hitting to the point that we expected based on his spring and what he worked on in the offseason. But injuries have been the one thing that's kind of slowed him down a little bit in his career so far. I'd like to see what he could do in a full 162 game, or not even 162, but 100. Just give me 150 games. I think you could really see the full potential of what he is as a player.
Chris Sale, let's talk about him, because you mentioned that he's knocking on the door possibly to being Cy Young award winner, and so he became the Braves' first left-handed pitcher to reach over 200 Ks. I think the number is, what, 206? Is
yeah.
That what you said, Bo? And then against the Rockies, he allowed no runs on 6 hits and struck out 9 through 7 innings pitched.
Right now, he's a Triple Crown leader in not just the National League, but Major League Baseball. Tied for the league lead in 16 wins with a league-leading 2.46 ERA and 206 strikeouts.
Woo.
He has been absolutely dominant. I was ignorant to the fact that he does not have a Cy Young in his trophy case already, but I do believe that there will be one on his way to his house soon, hopefully.
Yeah, and I think the back and forth with me and you earlier was the fact that, I think he's been very good. I'm not sure that Raisel Iglesias is not a bigger part of this team right now. When you talk about the 22 and a third straight scoreless innings, 29 of 31 on his save opportunities, the low 1.5-ish ERA and everything else, I think his whip sits at like 0.56, just off the top of my head. He's been absolutely electric on the back end, too. And I think both those guys put together, when you start adding it up, and what are we, just a few weeks now from where this postseason will be sitting, that hopefully the Braves are a part of that. And those two are, you want to talk about integral parts, man. Those two, those will be the catalyst for what the Braves are able to do down the stretch.
Let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the Morning Shift.
Well, you all might have seen it on the interwebs, but Trent Williams boarding a PJ, as the cool kids call it.
What was his dog called?
A Cane Corso.
Cane Corso.
Yes.
Okay.
He was boarding the plane, the jet, private jet, with his dog.
How do you spell Cane?
C-A-N-E. Some people like to say Cane Corso,
Some
but that's
people,
not how you actually say it.
I would
it.
Probably say Cane Corso.
So, I used to say it. But then, you know, I educated myself.
You educated yourself. Yeah. You went and looked at checked the wiki page.
So,
saw all the little marks above the letters.
Well, I was a nerd. I used to read every dog book in my library. And so I could name pretty much any breed.
That's
I'm very proud of that, which makes me lame.
Yeah.
Not corny.
You're both.
You anyway, whatever. All right. So Trent Williams.
you've said things that qualify you in both categories.
You know what? Trent Williams will be with the 49ers when they have their regular season opener for Monday Night Football against the Jets. And so the reigning NFC champs, they wrapped up a contract extension with him. And so this, according to his agency, Elite Loyalty Sports, it's a 3-year deal, $82.66 million, including $48 million guaranteed and a $25.69 million signing bonus.
Man. Just give this man his zeros. You know what I mean? That's PJ money. That's Kanye Corso money. You know what I mean? That's what you can do with things like that when you got that many zeros behind. Listen, he's the best in the game. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I've said it before. He's an absolute bully the way he plays offensive line, and he really is, to me, the most integral part of what they try to do offensively out in San Francisco. He's just different the way he plays the game, and that's why you see him making that money.
A whole lot of money he is making there. All right, sticking with the 49ers as well, Brandon Ayuk, their receiver. Remember the kind of little bit of drama had unfolded throughout the offseason? Some videos on the TikTok and him talking with Jaden Daniels about possibly maybe teaming up at the Commanders, but everything was able to get done. They went back and forth, and it led to a 4-year, $120 million contract extension that he signed on Friday. Now, more recently, he came out and he said, "I'm not going to lie, I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to be at the end." He said, "I mean, it was like that for me. I'm not going to say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, you know, I think that they were actually pretty good. But initially, made it very difficult."
Didn't he just sign kind of the deal that they had offered him for a while, and it was hung up on one or two, like, minute details?
Is it going to be a roster bonus or a workout bonus?
Yeah, I mean, he made it a little bit more difficult than he did. But guess what? I'm not going to sit here and bag on him. As long as you didn't damage relationships, you needed to do what was best for you, because you don't have very many paydays. And when you're gone as a player, the San Francisco 49ers will still be there cashing checks and having players holding in. So you do you. Just don't damage the personal relationships. Don't say anything that ruins that. And I don't mean this to sound odd or any way, but I guarantee you they're extremely happy now with after what happened in this Ricky Pearsall situation that they had Brandon Ayuk to start the season.
I think it's funny, too, if you heard Trent Williams, he was like, I hate to do this, but you kind of liken it to a war. It's a little bit of bloodshed on both sides, but in the end, you sign the treaty and you move on. I was like, well, that's one way to put it, but I'm sure that's how everybody feels at this point. A little bit of bloodshed and you move on.
Hey, Steelers defensive lineman Cam Hayward, he began the offseason hoping to get a contract to make him a Steeler for life, and it appears that will now be the case. He and the Steelers have agreed to terms on a 3-year, $45 million deal. This is what NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported. The contract includes $29 million in new money, nearly $15 million at signing, and $16 million fully guaranteed. So he's a 6-time All-Pro. And at 35 years old, so how many seasons is that?
That's the year 14.
This is year 14,
Bo, did the average annual value shock you at all with that $15 million per? That was a little bit steeper than I thought it was going to be, at least.
Is it for one of the best defensive tackles in the league?
Yeah, I mean. Maybe.
I mean.
At 35 years old, probably.
Well, the guy's got 80.5 sacks over his 14 years. He's 121 tackles for loss. He's a tackle for loss machine. I'm good with it. I'm actually don't know if I should be happy or mad. I think I want to be happy because he won't come in here all teed off and wanting to prove something. He'll be fat and happy.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Hey, this according to Diana Rossini of The Athletic. She said on the latest episode of her podcast, Scoop City, that when it comes to Dak Prescott and the Cowboys and his contract, she says the holdup at this point, from what I understand, is about the years the Dallas Cowboys are willing to commit to. It's assumed that Dak is going to be paid at the top of the market, and the Dallas Cowboys are aware of that. It's do they want to put themselves in a position contractually that keeps Dak in Dallas for longer than 2, 3, 4 years? And that's what Dak is looking for. He's looking for a long-term commitment from the Cowboys. So the holdup here, she says, is really the belief from the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I think if I'm just reading through on that, you want, if you're the Cowboys, you want to structure it like a Kirk Cousins style of deal where it's 2 years that are front-loaded. And if you're Dak Prescott, you want the Jordan Love Tua Tagovailoa treatment where you're going to be there for the next 5 or 6, right? That's what he's looking for. He's looking for somebody or somewhere it is to end his career and not just a 2 year stopgap. For the Cowboys at quarterback. So I don't blame either side, to be honest with you. If you're Dak, you need to be valued. You're a good quarterback. And if you're the Cowboys, show it to me on the field and let's go win some playoff games. So
this hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for
Mike? If you already know. You already know it's Which One Wednesday. You guys are going to absolutely love this. There might be mention of olives in there. There might be some Mio, some crossbody bags, some Louis carry-ons. Get your mind right for a little bit of Which One Wednesday. Come to play the side. It's Mic'd Up. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If sports news breaks,
we're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is the Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Which One Wednesday here on Mic'd Up. It's Tiffany's favorite segment. She's so glad to be back and involved with this segment.
I'm
no,
thrilled.
She loves debate
well,
style.
You know what? I like it because I'm corny.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that in just a minute.
Oh.
We'll get to that in just
I
a
like
minute.
It because yeah. I win. Did you listen to Eye of the Tiger in the break to get yourself pumped up?
Oh, okay. You put your little hood up and all of a sudden you're all hardened. All right. Cool. Let's roll.
Tiff, we did have. Were you here when Squid Shady came over to the Mafia? That was a big defection for the
Yeah,
for the
wasn't
nation.
I on the... Yeah. I think I was.
I don't know. He was...
He'll be back.
You know, he was like...
He called in, I think, the day before left.
Yeah.
Maybe the morning I was leaving.
Maybe so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can't keep that name. So either he changes his name or he just...
I don't know.
No.
He wouldn't be the first player in the transfer portal to
maybe change to Shady Squid
to go back.
Yeah. Anyways, it's week one for the Atlanta Falcons. They'll be facing off with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Guys, Dylon's not here, so Day Day's running double duty behind the glass. He will be the judge and the jury as far as this segment goes. Day Day knows the deal, although I was disappointed in him last week. All right, hey, let's start here. Speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, bigger problem for the Atlanta Falcons in week one. We just talked about him. Will it be Cam Hayward or will it be George Pickens? Bo, we'll start with you. Cam Hayward or George Pickens? Bigger problem in week one for the Atlanta Falcons.
You know what? I'm going to go with Cam Hayward.
Dang it.
Cam Hayward's a Hall of Fame
player. You can
agree
with him, Tiff.
Yeah, but I got to come up with like, ugh.
You know, and it depends on where they want to put him. You know, if they decide to kind of put him out there and maybe he gets on Chris Lindstrom. I think he could get the better of Lindstrom a little bit, but not overall. Put him over there against Bergeron, it worries me a little bit. A.J. Terrell is an all-pro corner.
How much time does he get?
I am not worried about him matching up with George Pickens because George Pickens will take himself out of the game mentally before anyone else needs to.
Ooh, Tiff, what do you think? George Pickens or Cam Hayward?
I'm going to go Cam Hayward, and not for necessarily the on-the-field reasons that Bo said. The man just got paid, right? He's going to be a Steeler for life. He's going to ball out for his teeth. He's always been the consummate professional at what he does, but I do think this is now going to make him play a little bit lighter, maybe be a little bit more agile on his feet now that he's got some deeper pockets.
Yeah, his pockets are heavier, but his feet are lighter, if you will. I like that, Tiff. I like where you're going. All right, how about this one? Big 12 football game. Would you rather attend as a fan? Big 12 football game or international NFL game? Big 12 football game, current Big 12, not old school, current Big 12 or international NFL game? Tiff,
all
we'll
right.
start with you.
Since I just came from global travels, and I have done two NFL games in London before, I will say I will go an international NFL game. And the reasoning is it's so much fun to see all these fans in their different jerseys. Like you always say here, don't be that guy showing up to a game in somebody else's jersey. But over in Europe, over in London, wherever the game is, nobody cares. They're showing up. They're just happy to be there and watching American football. A lot of times taking in their first game. Shout out to the Irish family. That's now become my second family. that I met at the Georgia Tech FSU game. So they were thrilled to be there in their Miami Dolphins jersey with the with the dad and the Patriots jersey with the son.
I love
so
that.
It's a good
I love
time.
That.
You know, if I want to go to a bowl game atmosphere, I'll go to the Citrus Bowl, all right? Give me a Big 12 game with some passion. Maybe an Oklahoma State, Iowa State game. Maybe I'll go to Morgantown and watch West Virginia play one of those schools, and maybe they burn couches when I leave there. I want the environment of what college football is in America, the heartland of America, like Ames, Iowa. Give me that.
Politician.
I don't need to go watch a bowl game atmosphere that I've already been to.
All right. How about this one? Tiff, we'll come right back to you. Home sleep or cold hotel sleep? Home sleep or cold hotel sleep? Let's just say like a Westin for that reason. A cold hotel sleep.
Wait, a Westin?
I love Westin sleep. They always got those good beds. Oh, man, sleep so hard in a Westin. What do you think? Home sleep, cold hotel sleep?
You asking me first or are you asking him?
I'm going with you
first.
Okay,
I thought you said come back to me. I'm going cold hotel sleep.
Yeah.
There's nothing like dropping the AC in someone else's place. You don't have to worry about running the air.
Come on.
And then going to sleep in like a little cocoon.
And hasn't science always told us the lower core body temperature actually is the
best
news?
Yes, it has. It is. And so sometimes it feels good to not be in your home and be in a hotel bed. Depending on what the hotel is, yes, Westin does have fantastic beds. And I'm not selling this very great. But just trust me, I travel a lot. There we go.
What do you think, Bo?
Well, I sleep really well in in hotels.
With all that hate in your heart.
But there's no place like home, Tiffany. There is no place like home. Give me my bed.
That's clicking his heels together.
Give me my bed, even though my mattresses are older, but the pillows are better. There's too many. The hotel pillows suck, okay? There are too many of them. They're like sleeping on giant rocks that are in inflatable pool floats. I don't need it. I like a soft pillow. I take my home bed. I can turn my air on low, have the fan on. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
I want you to factor into your judging at the end of this. Do you want a used car salesman who has a politician kind of feel, who puts the little grit in his voice like this to try to really make his point? Or do you want authenticity? That's what I asked.
Lame authenticity at its best.
All right, how about this one? What's more gross, mayo in your water or olives on a sandwich? Mayo in your water or olives on a sandwich?
Aren't olives considered more like a whole food? Like, it's not very processed.
Yes, it could be natural.
I would say it's more natural.
That's your argument. It's natural.
Why would you want this red dye goop in your drink every day?
In some places.
Which is actually probably fueling the rage that Bo Morgan has.
That's actually a good call.
You
need to cut down on the red dye, sir.
The jealous call it rage.
You know what? Because I'm a compassionate
person. The understanding call it passion.
I care about you, and that's why I've tried to stage a mayo invention. So have some olives.
Well, I care about your taste buds. I just want to tell you that olives are disgusting, all right? Get away from them. They make nothing better. There's not one redeeming quality about an olive. There is not one thing that you put on an olive that makes better. You know where bacon makes everything better?
What if you put nutty sauce on it?
Hey, let me finish.
Are you on the campaign trail?
Do you know how bacon makes everything better? Olives make nothing better. They, in fact, take away from products that you put them on.
All right, how about this one?
Presenting no facts.
Dak Prescott, we were talking about with Diana Russini. If you were starting a football team today, would you rather start with Matt Stafford as your quarterback right now or Dak Prescott as your quarterback right now? Dak Prescott or Matt Stafford? Starting today, all things are the same. Their ages are the same. Their situation is the same. Which one of those guys starting a franchise with right now? Bo, we'll start with you.
Matthew Stafford.
I just wanted to make sure everyone knew I was going.
Matt.
Exactly.
I think deduct a point for interruptions. can we mute her mic during my time?
If we're deducting point for interruption.
Matthew Stafford all the way, all right? Look, the guy's a proven winner. I'm a huge Dak Prescott fan, but Matthew Stafford has shown that he can put it together for a magical season. Dak has had the best offensive line at one point in his career, the best running back at one point in his career, a top three wide receiver at one point in his career, the top edge rusher, and one of the best defenses in the league at one point in his career. He still hasn't gotten it done. Give me Matthew Stafford there.
Tiff.
Dang it. I agree with that.
We got to get them all in. How about this? What's more classy? A crossbody bag or a Louis carry-on? What's more classy, a cross body bag or a Louis carry-on? Tiff, we will start with you.
Is this a Louis carry-on that you maybe got off the street?
Yeah, I would say it's probably...
Or did you actually get it from,
I don't know,
Louis,
somebody that goes
itself
to Mexico once a year and probably has the ability to go there.
So you
and,
might want to check the tags on it.
Yeah, I don't think
saying
the numbers, you know, the serial numbers match up. We'll see.
Interesting. I am always going to go crossbody bag all day. Okay. It's convenient. Is it not convenient?
It
you
is
can
very
access
convenient
your materials quickly.
Yep.
It's close to your body. So if you were traveling in another country, if you were even on the streets of, I don't know, Atlanta, if you were anywhere,
that's a great
your
point
chances of getting pickpocketed
that's a great
are pretty
point
slim.
Yeah, it just seems like somebody's got a passport in there.
You know?
Yeah, right.
So I'm going crossbody added convenience, not because I'm trying to be somebody else.
There's right nothing well convenient seconds, about wearing seconds a strap around your body. It's ridiculous. What do you need a crossbody? You know what? You know what goes on my body and close to me? What's even harder to get to? A wallet that goes in my pocket. If you're so worried, put it in your front pocket. All
Bo
right.
Wears, Bo wears a chain attached to the wallet.
Maybe put it. Maybe put it in your drawers.
You guys get man pockets. You have deeper pockets. Therefore, I need a crossbody.
Well, we're talking about
but
men
talking
wearing
about a
crossbody.
Bag,
I don't care
bag
if a woman wants to wear a crossbody. That's called a purse, Tiffany. Yeah.
All right.
Men do not
it's
wear crossbody bags.
Crossbody
Day-Day
purchases.
Bring us the results.
Well, this was a tough one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to say that Tiffany comes out on top.
Woo!
Woo! I'm sorry, bro.
What are you even talking about? There was no you passion got in any of her
wait, what's
arguments.
Oh, my God. He's so salty
other
right
than
now
cross body.
You know, just I made love my you, day. But the, you know I love you, but the bag, you just didn't, you know.
He didn't sell it, man.
I was given 10
all
seconds when she got
speech
an
the
hour.
Bag didn't work.
My mic was muted.
You're yeah worried about how much time I got.
Remember
to
in November, you know what I mean? All that political
one
speech
of her answers, she just said, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. It's that's the like, authenticity.
I mean,
it's like, the
seriously?
Authenticity.
It's like one of those where you only get bad credit for ones you get wrong, not the ones you don't answer.
That's like writing a book
exactly
report and saying, it,
well, look,
the book was good. I liked it.
You can complain and do some self-reflection during this break because we are getting set
hey,
for the wake-up call.
Self-reflection right now.
And you can give us a shout about your expectations for the Falcons' pass rush or offense this season like we discussed during the show. Or maybe you want to weigh in on what, in fact, is lame or what is corny.
Why Tiffany's both.
And whatever. Call us 404- 726-09.
Is Eye of the Tiger
29
lame
I'm
or corny?
Teasing.
Eye of the Tiger.
No. Wake up calls next. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.